Good evening. Having just heard those last lines that Jesus speaks in Matthew's gospel, "Behold, I am with you always until the end of the age," I'd like to just begin with a moment of silence, and let's pray that prayer that for the people of England, that they may know that indeed he is with them, even till the end of the age. Thank you. You know, that's a particular gift, beautiful word of God that he has given to all of us. And just 5 months ago today, we were celebrating that. It was Christmas night, God with us. 2 months ago today, we celebrated it. It was the Annunciation, the conception of Jesus in his mother's womb, God with us. And yes, 7 months from today will be Christmas once again. God with us. It may seem strange that that's the scripture given to us tonight. On this day when we celebrate Jesus returning back to his Father. But it's not so strange when we think about it. You see, today's feast of the Lord's Ascension celebrates not just Jesus' return to the Father, but how he returns. And the return is so much different than the arrival. You see, Jesus Christ always existed from all of time, the eternal Son of the Father. And when the Father sent him into the world, that's when he took on a human nature. And he received it from Mary. He became human. And when he returns to the Father, he brings something that was not there before. A human nature. A human body. The human experience. And so now in heaven, in the Trinity himself, there is the joy of all that is human. There's also the tragedy and pain of all that is human. Suffering and death, violence, betrayal. Jesus, in ascending to the Father in his human nature, brings all of that. And so in that regard, he is with us until the end of age, in his human nature. He is also with us, of course, through the Holy Spirit. And this feast ushers in and gets us ready for that great feast of Pentecost, which is in 9 days. And it has been the long-standing custom that these days between Ascension and Pentecost, that we as a church would pray for the Holy Spirit to come. Because it is that Holy Spirit that makes us Christ's body. And it's that Holy Spirit that renews and makes new. It's that Holy Spirit that gives us strength to continue on, no matter what. And my friends, it's that Holy Spirit that renews the face of the earth. Even an earth in 2017, that's quite disturbed. My friends, as we begin this Memorial Day weekend, let us remember. But let us be sure to remember what we remember, to know what we celebrate. We celebrate in the church a sacred time. We remember holy people who have gone before us. And we pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit, which this world needs, and which God is getting ready to pour out again. May we be watchful recipients of that great grace.